With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Why, you might ask, do I need any reasons to have sex? Besides being responsible for the continuation of our species and the glue that binds couples together, sex is yummier than chocolate. It's more fun than an amusement park ride. It's rewarding, it's relieving, and it's filled with tenderness and intimacy. One would think we'd all want to be having sex night and day, but we aren't. In fact, according to the Kinsey Institute, 62% of married women are having sex only a few times per month or less, compared with 38% of married women who are having sex several times a week. So while most women are having some sex, not necessarily a whole lot of it. Today, I'm answering a question from a woman about her sex life, and in fact, about the health of sex. Some women keep having sex right on through their mid-80s, though the frequency drops substantially, from 73% of people ages 57 to 64, down to 26% of people ages 75 to 85, according to a New England Journal of Medicine study from the University of Chicago. This study also found that half of women who are sexually active later in life do struggle with a sexual problem, the most common problem being low desire at 43%, but also trouble with lubrication, 39%, and inability to have an orgasm, 34%. These women actually rarely discuss their problem with any physician, which is really a shame, because these are all treatable problems. I see many women who wish they wanted to have more sex. The reasons they don't want range from being angry with their partner, being tired and overwhelmed, discomfort with their body, to just not enjoying it enough. For many women, sex just falls to the bottom of their priority list. The problem is that for most couples, when their sex life dies, the marriage soon follows. It is very easy to get into a non-sexual rut. The less you have it, the less you want to have it, until you are part of the 15% of married women who have sex rarely to never. A sex life can, however, be jump-started with motivation and incentive. In fact, even when you are not in the mood, sometimes just starting in and getting the ball rolling often leads to ample arousal and enjoyment of the lovemaking itself. We are, after all, hardwired to benefit emotionally and physiologically from sex. There isn't a specific normal frequency for sexual activity that applies universally to all women. Sexual frequency can vary widely from person to person and couple to couple due to factors like personal preferences, their general state of health, relationship dynamics, and life circumstances. What matters most is that the level of sexual activity is consensual, is enjoyable, and is satisfying for all parties involved. Some couples may have sex frequently, while other couples have a less frequent but still a very satisfying sexual relationship, all very healthy. Additionally, sexual frequency can change over time for various reasons: your age, your health, your stress level, the change in the relationship, and other things like having kids. It's crucial for individuals to communicate openly with their partner about their desires, about their boundaries, and expectations regarding sexual activity. This can help make sure that both partners are on the same page and feel comfortable with the level of intimacy in their relationship. And then issues related to sexual frequency, which do arise, can be openly communicated about, which is important. Couples benefit by discussing their needs with each other, exploring new ways to connect intimately, and, if necessary, seeking outside guidance from a counselor or a sex therapist. Ultimately, what is considered normal varies greatly from person to person, but it is essential, no matter how frequently you are having sex, to prioritize mutual consent, communication, and emotional connection in any sexual relationship. So with that, let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been in a committed relationship for 4 years. And at the start of this relationship, we used to have sex more days than not, but certainly most days of the week. As time has worn on, we now have sex maybe once a week, which I'm fine with. Life is busy. I'm tired after work. I don't feel a need for more often. My boyfriend would like to have sex more often, and even though I don't feel the same way, I'm okay with doing it more often, as clearly it's important to him. And it's not that I really don't want to. I just am not as likely to initiate it. One thing he has said to me is that having more sex is good for us, that it has health benefits, and that it's good for our relationship. In truth, this sounds kind of absurd to me, and I think maybe he's making this up to further support his wish to have more sex. As I mentioned, I'm not opposed, so he doesn't need to bolster his argument. But now I am wondering, is there anything really to this idea of better health from more sex? Actually, it's not a made-up story. Sexual activity is good for you both, for your physical health in terms of your cardiovascular system, and for you in particular, for your pelvic floor strength, something that, trust me, as life moves on, really will matter to you. but also for the health of your relationship, as he mentioned. As long as the sex is mutual and not fraught with stresses, because then it does improve intimacy. And at the end of the day, a healthy emotional relationship is good for your overall physical health as well, because the reality is our minds take a toll on our bodies. So your boyfriend is actually not BSing you. However, that would not in and of itself be good enough reason to have sex if there were a problem and you really did not want to be having it. Because coerced sex has enough of a negative emotional impact to rule out any of these great benefits. If you truly were miserable having sex and didn't want to, I'd really recommend seeing a sex therapist to figure out what the issue might be, whether it's an issue for you to work on medically or emotionally, or whether it is something to work on as a couple. Because when one person wants sex and the other rarely, if ever, does, it can harm the relationship overall. Given, however, you are satisfied to have it a little more often than might be what you would initiate, this may not seem to be a problem at all. And nice to know, this is healthy for you both in the process. Back in a moment with some more thoughts on what's healthy about sex.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey.
Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Back to discuss what's healthy about sex. There are, I would say, at least 10 healthy and perhaps surprising incentives to remind you that sex isn't just good, it's good for you. The first is marital health. Couples who have a satisfying sex life report being more satisfied with their marital relationship and more satisfied with their lives as a whole. Marital happiness and stability is a healthier environment for children to grow up in and contributes to the mental and physical well-being both of the children and of you, the parents. In fact, children from a happy, stable marriage have lower rates of alcohol abuse, teen pregnancy, depression, suicide, and divorce. And there's cardiovascular health. Yes, sex can be quite aerobic if you work at it. In fact, active lovemaking burns about 4 calories a minute. Spend a half hour in bed and you just burned off a cookie or two. If you can raise your heart rate for a sustained period of time, this can serve as your workout for the day. Does this not beat going to the gym? If this is your particular aim, then remember, as with all exercise, the more you sweat and pant, the better the workout. Lots of movement, as opposed to the just laying there approach, not only helps your heart, it helps the sex. Next, sex can better your body. Not only can you improve your heart health, but you can look more buff in the process. Lovemaking works key muscle groups such as abs, buttocks, lower back, and legs. Tightening, strengthening, and toning these areas will give your figure a boost in and out of clothes. Having anxiety about how one's body looks is often what detracts women from sex in the first place. So this serves the double benefit of liking your body and then feeling more comfortable being seen naked by your partner. Many of these muscle groups get used during sex, whether you intend to or not. But you can also make a specific effort to tighten your abs or buttocks, which will be more effective, and increased muscle tension will also increase sexual arousal. Sex can help with bladder control. As we age, our pelvic floor muscles loosen, especially if you have given birth. Weak pelvic floor muscles lead to urinary incontinence. It is really no fun to pee every time you sneeze or laugh or cough. Sexual intercourse actually strengthens your pelvic floor muscles if done regularly enough. This is the same principle as doing Kegel exercises, but it's more fun. Kegels are repeatedly contracting the pubococcygeus muscles of the pelvic floor, which causes them to become tighter. Contracting those same muscles is often part of sexual intercourse and can, of course, be done purposely, which your partner will enjoy, which will tighten them and prevent or reverse some urinary leakage. Regular sex can prevent painful sex. The vagina is a muscle too, and the old adage of use it or lose it holds true. If you don't have sex much, the vaginal walls atrophy over time, making them thin, stiff, and dry, which causes intercourse to be painful. The more you exercise this muscle by having sex, the more supple and strong it will stay. Actually, vaginal atrophy is often a cause for vaginal dryness. Having more sex more often may help you produce more of your natural lubrication, which comes from the vaginal walls, and lubrication is absolutely key in having comfortable sex. Sex can be a natural pain reliever. Sexual arousal and orgasm cause the body to release its own natural endorphins and corticosteroids. These can be as effective as taking a painkiller, but without side effects. For some women, the body's endorphins provide a sort of natural high, like that described by women runners. Many women find sex to help relieve migraine headaches, as well as menstrual cramps. So instead of saying, "Please not tonight, I have a headache," you might want to say, "I need it tonight because I've got a headache." Sex can help regulate your menstrual cycle. It turns out that women who have regular sexual intercourse also have a more regular menstrual cycle compared to those who are not having regular sex and have a more erratic, sometimes short, sometimes long, cycle. The mechanism for this is not entirely clear, but it is likely that it has to do with hormone release and regulation. A more regular cycle can make getting pregnant easier. There is some data to suggest sex might even boost the immune system. A study of college students found that frequent sexual activity correlated to a higher level of salivary immunoglobulin A, which helps fight off colds and other viruses. Certainly, sex often leads to a happier partner. For many men, sex is a way of showing love and being loved. When you have more frequent sex with him, he feels you desire him and want to be close with him. This increases both his self-esteem and the security in your love. Many husbands report that frequent sex with their wives makes them want to be kinder, more loving, and even help out more at home. If you wish you would pitch in more with the laundry, you might try increasing your lovemaking. Increased intimacy is another side benefit. Besides a happier mate, you too will feel closer and more in tune. When a woman orgasms, she releases a hormone called oxytocin in the brain. Oxytocin is the same hormone released when a woman nurses her baby. It is a hormone of bonding. Oxytocin actually makes you feel closer to and loving towards whoever happens to be there when it hits your brain. This is why, after good sex, you often do feel especially intimate with your partner. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.